Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Okay, boys, I Call BS. You can do this topic. It can be rugby league related, but it doesn't have to be. Paul, can we start with you?
You can start with me if you like, Anthony. Yeah, I'll call. I was sitting there watching the football last night and the night before, and it was pretty good. You know, Queensland, they're not in lockdown like we are. So there's a crowd there at the game. And then just when I saw the game, sort of the cameras panned back a little bit, I noticed that the top decks at Suncorp Stadium were empty.
Right.
And I thought, hang on a second. We were having a conversation only weeks back about how Queensland's the heartland of rugby league and how Queensland deserve this final series and deserve a grand final because they love the game so much and they support the game so much. And yet here they are, two games in a row, preliminary final, can't sell out either one of them. It is such a crock of rubbish.
And what would they say in their defence that there was no Brisbane...
Brisbane team. They couldn't get interested because no Brisbane team. Well, hello, that's what it's about. Seriously. I'm so over this narrative that Queensland deserve a grand final. I think that this weekend shows, there's no doubt next weekend will be sold out, right? But it'll be a lot of corporates in there. And how many free tickets are given out, we will never know. But the fact that they couldn't sell out either one of these games over the weekend, and in fact basically had the stadium half full, slightly more than half full, just shows what a con job it is that they follow the game more and that they deserve the game more and that they deserve finals games. Because the fact is, to try and cop up some excuse, right, that, what is it, River Fire was on last night or whatever, so they're all going down watching the fireworks. That was one of the reasons given for why there was no crowd, because they went down and watched fireworks last night instead of going to the game. They tell us that there's no Brisbane team involved, therefore... The Queensland team involved in the finals, therefore they lost interest. That's the point.
How good New South Wales is, right?
Oh, here we go.
My last ever game.
Here we go. Oh, mate, it's always about you. Can you just get off you sometimes? Please.
Broncos it was in Townsville. Broncos versus the Cowboys. Had to go to Townsville.
Yeah.
That game was scheduled to be played in Sydney, and they moved it so they didn't embarrass you guys, because we would have got about 5,000 people. We got 30,000 last night. Could you imagine the Titans playing the Broncos in Sydney last night? How many would they have got?
The Titans who?
If the Titans played the Cowboys in Sydney last night, how many would they have got?
That is a stupid statement. Do you know what
I'm asking you? How many would they have got?
They would have got over 50,000 people. They would have got 8 people there?
50,000.
Because they're crap teams.
What? If they were playing finals, Paul, you're missing the point.
Well, if they're playing finals, then the whole point of your argument changes, because then they'd be more attractive to play. But you're trying to argue that they're not. They wouldn't have got a crowd.
There
were
30,000 people. There was 30,000 people.
Come on. Well, don't tell us you deserve
50,000 people.
I don't care.
You 50,000 people in two nights.
Make your point. You know what? Keep making your point. The fact is, the hard sell that we had to cop down here about how Queensland love their footy and deserve final series is a joke, because showed it last night by not turning up. And the fact that everyone's trying to offer up, what was it, River Fire or River Wire or whatever it's called? What's it called? Yeah.
Maroon was Facebooking it live, weren't you?
The fact that they're actually selling that as a legitimate reason why they didn't go to the footy instead just proves the point. Proves the point. So you know what? From now on, that argument about how Queensland deserve it, they don't deserve anything, mate. Because they didn't fill the stadium either game. So you don't deserve anything. What you did is you paid $4 million for a grand final, when if you held it for 5 minutes, you would have got it for free, because they had nowhere else to play it anyway.
That's how much we love the game, Paul. See, so then you're whinging that we're giving you money for the game. Wow.
Wow.
But Gordon, was there a good crowd at River Fire? I don't know.
I don't go to that. Mate, that's where COVID's at.
Right.
Listen, Paul... You got to get...
Now, the word you use up there, the word you continually say, that everyone uses, not just you, is you deserve a grand final.
No, the argument that I had with you 6 weeks ago...
And you know what?
When you said it should go to Victoria or Perth, I said...
Because you say, we're happy to pay more, I would have been...
The game deserves to be in New South Wales, and if it's not in New South Wales, we deserve it, and we do.
Based on what?
We have supported the game more than the other states.
We didn't support it last night.
30,000. That's more than the Broncos got for all their games.
Yeah, well, again, you just made me point again. It's more than the Broncos got because they've all abandoned the Broncos now and are winning.
All right.
How many do Penrith get every week? Mate. How many do Melbourne Storm get every week? I'm telling you, there was more players, there was more fans there last night than most Sydney games.
Gordy, it was a preliminary final last night.
I don't care what it was. I'm just telling you, there's more fans there last night than every game. Mate, South Sydney got 80,000 to a march and would get 18 to a game.
Hey, don't bring South Sydney.
Talking about, oh, mate, South Sydney get kicked out. There's 80,000 marching down the street. Mate, they couldn't fill Redfern Oval. They fit like 5,000 people.
Oh, mate, there's nine teams in Sydney.
Mate, you wouldn't get six people.
God.
Well, you wouldn't get six people,
mate. Mate, we'll move them now.
Gold Coast.
Oh, Gordon. All right, would you like to call BS, Hoops?
I will call BS, Anthony, on... something out of last night's game, Gordy, you were there on the sideline. The Melbourne Storm and the amount of free interchanges that they got, and it was highlighted and underlined by the Brandon Smith one, where he clearly injured his shoulder, and yet they utilised an HIA card to be able to keep their interchanges. And essentially, if they'd had another player ruled out with an HIA, then they would have activated their emergency reserve. So I thought it was a little bit of... too much gamesmanship on the biggest stage.
Yeah, the NRL's really got to crack down on that. It's getting embarrassing now that the teams are basically rorting the interchange the way they are. To try and make Brandon Smith come off, clearly suffering a shoulder injury, and to try and make it out as an HIA, so therefore with Christian Welch already off with an HIA, failed that. You're getting closer to activating your 18th man. These sorts of rorts just should not be tolerated by the game. I know it's difficult, but when you see players who are clearly injured elsewhere being taken off for HIAs, and at the same token, Christian Welch clearly knocked out, showed signs of being concussed when he went down, yet got up and continued to play on before it looked like the doctor, and I say it looked like because I don't know for sure, but it looked like the doctor in the stand, which is generally a time frame, 8 minutes later, said, look, you know what, get him off because he's showing signs. That's generally the way it happens. The NRL need it. It's becoming a joke.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's funny because I was sitting right beside the Penrith bench. And when they end up stopping the game because Penrith were attacking the line, they blew up. And last week they did exactly the same thing. Yeah. But then end up scoring with a Cleary kick. But like, that's the point exactly. And another thing, I think Dylan Edwards got hit high. He runs off. They replace him. Then he runs back on. So there's so many things that they have to look at next year because the interchange is a rort. He hurts his shoulder. The doctor comes out. What's 1 + 1? He says 8. You're coming off for HIA. And he's hurt his arm or his ankle. And then players are going to keep on milking it. So that's something that we're going to have to. And you know what? The coaches have to come with it. The coaches have to be in there and make sure that the game keeps some sort of integrity.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.